Psalms. Chapter 106. Verse 1. Praise ye the Lord, O give thanks unto the Lord. For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Verse 2. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praise? Verse 3. Blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times. Verse 4. Remember me, O Lord, with a favor that thou bearest unto thy people, O visit me with thy salvation. Verse 5. That I may see the good of thy chosen, that I may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation, that I may glory with thine inheritance. Verse 6. We have sinned with our fathers, we have committed iniquity, we have done wickedly. Verse 7. Our fathers understood not thy wonders in Egypt. They remembered not the multitude of thy mercies, but provoked them at the sea, even at the Red Sea. Verse 8. Nevertheless he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power to be known. Verse 9. He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it was dried up, so he led them through the depths, as through the wilderness. Verse 10. And he saved them from the hand of him that hated them, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. Verse 11. And the waters covered their enemies, there was not one of them left. Verse 12. Then believed they his words. They sang his praise. Verse 13. They soon forget his works. They waited not for his counsel. Verse 14. But lusted exceedingly in the wilderness, and tempted God in the desert. Verse 15. And he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul. Verse 16. They envied Moses also in the camp, and Aaron the saint of the Lord. Verse 17. The earth opened and swallowed up Dathan, and covered the company of Abiram. Verse 18. And a fire was kindled in their company. The flame burned up the wicked. Verse 19. They made the calf in Horeb, and worshipped the molten image. Verse 20. Thus they changed their glory into the similitude of an ox that eateth grass. Verse 21. They forget God their Savior, which had done great things in Egypt. Verse 22. Wondrous works in the land of Ham, and terrible things by the Red Sea. Verse 23. Therefore he said that he would destroy them, had not Moses his chosen stood before him in the breach, to turn away his wrath, lest he should destroy them. Verse 24. Yea, they despised the pleasant land, they believed not his word. Verse 25. But murmured in their tents, and hearkened not unto the voice of the Lord. Verse 26. Therefore he lifted up his hand against them, to overthrow them in the wilderness. Verse 27. To overthrow their seed also among the nations, and to scatter them in the lands. Verse 28. They joined themselves also unto Baal Peor, and ate the sacrifices of the dead. Verse 29. Thus they provoked him to anger with their inventions, and the plague brake in upon them. Verse 30. Then stood up Phinehas, and executed judgment, and so the plague was stayed. Verse 31. And that was counted unto him for righteousness unto all generations for evermore. Verse 32. They angered him also at the waters of strife, so that it went ill with Moses for their sakes. Verse 33. Because they provoked his spirit, so that he spake unadvisedly with his lips. Verse 34. They did not destroy the nations, concerning whom the Lord commanded them. Verse 35. But were mingled among the heathen, and learned their works. Verse 36. And they served their idols, which were a snare unto them. Verse 37. Yea, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters unto devils. Verse 38. And shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and of their daughters, whom they sacrificed unto the idols of Canaan, and the land was polluted with blood. Verse 39. Thus were they defiled with their own works, and went a-whoring with their own inventions. Verse 40. Therefore was the wrath of the Lord kindled against his people, and insomuch that he abhorred his own inheritance. Verse 41. And he gave them into the hand of the heathen, and they that hated them ruled over them. Verse 42. Their enemies also oppressed them, and they were brought into subjection under their hand. Verse 43. Many times did he deliver them, but they provoked him with their counsel, and were brought low for their iniquity. Verse 44. Nevertheless he regarded their affliction, when he heard their cry. Verse 45. And he remembered for them his covenant, and repented according to the multitude of his mercies. Verse 46. He made them also to be pitied of all those that carried them captives. Verse 47. Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the heathen, to give thanks unto thy holy name, and to triumph in thy praise. Verse 48. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting, and let all the people say, Amen. Praise ye the Lord.